The brilliance of genius often goes hand in hand with strange eccentricities. One future teenager is about to see just how strange as he's enlisted to solve the disappearance of a famed inventor's beloved. Settle in and savor the delicious sensation of the electric feel.
Hey, this is Zayden, and we are live. Thank you for joining my stream, as always. I'm getting lonely with this COVID-37 business. Send a dollar to holla. Hey, man, I'm just keeping it real. Thank you, Mr. Nuts 4331. Thank you. I mean, I feel lame complaining, you know, like I'm turning into my parents. Anyone else hear all their COVID-19 stories as a kid? Just me? I see you screaming, Manimi. I'm like, okay, Mom, okay, Dad. You think you had it bad back then, and look at what we're still dealing with. But man, I came to chill, to vibe, to play, not to complain. Yeah, you guys been hanging in my stream since last week, right? When it took all those alien fools out in Planetary 3. Been mad trending, yo. No one ever thought to use a laser on the station foundation, huh? Smarts. So let's get right into where we left. Hold up. My teacher's calling. He's such a boomer. He never texts. Hello, sir. Yes, this is Aiden. There was an assignment video yesterday. Yeah, my internet's out. What? Oh, wait, I am streaming right now. My internet must have just come back. Whoa. Okay. Yes, Mom, I know. Okay, let's see what this assignment is.
Hello, class. Let's begin with a short meditation.
Enough with the meditation, dude.
Your assignment, should you choose to accept it, well, you have to if you want to pass, is a report on a famous inventor or visionary. Tell me why their work was important. 1,000 words. I'm not doing pages anymore after the 48-point type incident. Okay? Upload it by midnight on the 26th.
1,000 words? Come on. Hey, fam. I know it's not my usual time, but I need some help, okay? Gotta write a report on inventions or visions or something. Any ideas? Nah, I gotta write this myself, man. Teacher knows my channel. Shout out to Mr. P! Okay, new blaster, I see you. Electric cars. Tesla, right? Wait, what's the site? Artificial Intelligentsia. Oh, that sounds dope. Okay, I gotta get on this. Faster I write, faster I can get back to you, fam. Catch you later. Peace! Artificialintelligentsia.com. Okay. Correspond with the historical AI of your choice, a full-fledged personality built from interviews, letters, writings, and recordings. Historical accuracy approximated, but not guaranteed. Okay, pricing $59.99 a month. Oh, wait, 7-day free trial. Cha-ching. Sign me up, Tesla. Bingo. Got it. Write your first message to Mr. Tesla. Okay. Dear Mr. Tesla, I think your inventions are pretty cool, especially the way you made lots of sweet electric cars, and I think some space rockets and stuff too. Anyway, could you tell me a little bit about your inventor life and why you think it was important? The more, the better, because my report needs to be 1,000 words at least. Sincerely, Zayden. P.S. Right back soon. It's due Tuesday.
Dear Mr. Zaiden, though I am fluent in 8 languages, the English dialect utilized in your request is unfamiliar to me. From what region of the world do you hail? I shall need some additional details from you in order to continue this correspondence. I am intrigued, but I must confess at a loss as to your crediting me with space rockets and electric cars. I've read a paper or two from a Mr. Goddard about rockets. Perhaps you are confusing me with him. As for the electric cars, I have heard that my former employer, Thomas Edison, was working with Henry Ford on something of the kind. However, with Edison's minuscule, cobwebbed brain behind it, I am quite sure it never went anywhere, unless blind chance or Lady Luck intervened. What a sorry excuse for a scientist that man is. Do you know, even the tiniest amount of theory and calculation could save him 90% of his labor. But no, the man insists on maintaining his idiotic contempt for book learning and mathematical knowledge. Yeah, but I digress. I am happy to write again and assist, given some clarification. Perhaps you can also help me with a problem I am currently facing.
Yours faithfully, Nikola Tesla. Wait, what the heck? Is this even the right dude? Tesla electric cars. Oh man! Hey. So, I signed up for your 7-day trial or whatever, but I need to switch my AI to Elon Musk. Man, why do these chat boxes always take so long? Hello! The free trial only allows for one AI. Additionally, as he is currently living, we do not offer Elon Musk as an AI option. Ugh. Hey fam, what's up? Back with another emergency. I need to get at Elon Musk like yesterday. Any tips? GatorHater06, that is mad disrespectful. What you want, 12? Dank memes. Really? On Twitter? Really? Okay. I'll try it. At Elon Musk. Wanted to write a report on you for school. Signed up to talk to this dead guy instead. Caption... Can you help? Okay, upload picture and post. Hope that's dank enough. This Tesla's a pretty weird looking dude. Whoa. He replied already? Does this dude live on Twitter? Okay, what's he got for me? LOL. No. Oh man, and another message?
Dear Mr. Zaiden. I must add a belated postscript beyond the problem I mentioned, which I am still seeking assistance with. You see, I don't feel I expressed my feelings about Mr. Edison strongly enough. The man has a grubby little one-track mind. He only thinks of patents! His moldering excuse for a mind has no vision beyond the almighty dollar, and his multitude of overworked assistants are undoubtedly much more worthy of credit than he is. Much has already been written about his achievements, dubious though they may be. And I would be most strongly recommending you to choose another report subject, if at all possible, to avoid inflating his already massive ego. Yours truly, Nikola Tesla.
Huh. That's kind of a sick burn. Not Elon level, but not bad. Hey, Mr. T, I'll be real with you. I wanted to talk because I thought you were someone else. This dude called Elon Musk has a company called Tesla, and I got confused. I think it's maybe named after you, but yeah. I guess I could just talk to you instead because you seem pretty cool. So, don't forget, it should be about inventions and stuff, and 1,000 words. Okay? Bye Tuesday. Thanks, man.
Dear Mr. Zaiden, I'm not quite sure where to begin in examining my life achievements. In fact, I find myself in a strange sort of limbo. I feel that I am finished, that my life has been lived, but then wonder why I have this continuing consciousness. Can you offer any logical explanation for this? I do well with logic. Also, have you decided whether you can help me? Yours, Nikola Tesla.
Hey, Mr. T. Okay, I guess I can try to explain. So there's this thing called artificial intelligentsia. They take all your writings and stuff, and a computer learns all of it and kind of makes your voice up, I guess. But I don't really know too much about how it works. I hope that helps. And what exactly is it you need? Hold up. Message not sent. This message violates our terms and conditions. Oh, come on! Another one already?
Dear Mr. Zedden, forgive my insistent correspondence, but I require exceedingly little sleep, and my mind is ever ticking, especially in this limbo. Though we have never met, you seem an inquisitive soul, and I'm afraid I have no others to turn to. You see, I have lost a creature very dear to me, and I wonder if you might help me to locate her. As long as I have her, there is a purpose to my life. Indeed, I suspect she might be the reason my consciousness is not yet fully addressed. Like me, she resides in New York City, in America. If you can assist, I would be overjoyed to answer any questions you have for your so-called report. And even help in writing it. Regrettably, until then, my mind is wholly preoccupied with the whereabouts of my love.
Yours pleadingly, Nikola Tesla? Really, dude? Yeah, Mom, I'm working on it. Hey, fam, we are live coming at you from the Zedden. Thanks for joining as always. So I know my earlier check-ins were a little weird. This report thing's got me all messed up, man. Like, old man Elon won't help. And this Nikola Tesla dude's like begging me for help with his love life. Man, listen, I have lost a creature very dear to me. And I wonder if you might help me to locate her. As long as I have her, there is a purpose to my life. I mean, okay. Y'all right. That's some grade A romance right there. Holla for that dollar, but what for, Screamy? To find her? Man, come on. I'm a gamer. I don't do that love stuff. That's what dating apps are for. Okay, okay. He does seem pretty into her. Y'all are a bunch of softies, huh? No judgment. Okay, fine. Well, at least you'll answer my questions after. Love it is.
Will our inventor's nameless mystery woman come to light? We'll get some illumination after this brief message. Now back to Electric Feel.
Hey, Tesla. Okay, deal. Lucky for you, I live in New York City. But we have this pandemic thing happening, so I'm not really supposed to go outside. Kind of like the Spanish flu or whatever. You lived through that, right? Anyway, it's been a few years since you... never mind. I don't know if I can tell you all that. But anyway, I have this thing called the internet, and it's pretty good at solving mysteries. I'll see what I can find out about your, love or whatever. Where and when did you last see her? And, can you give me anything else? A name? A description? Zedden.
Dear Mr. Zedden, you have my most sincere gratitude. I last saw my love 2 months ago at the southwest corner of Bryant Park. There, as usual, I offered her the special food the chef here at the New Yorker Hotel so kindly crafted for me. Nothing seemed out of place at the time. I have revisited this memory many times over, but no new details emerge. You asked her name. Due to the differences in our modes of communication, she remained nameless to me. I can describe her. She is small and white, with beautifully delicate features. Perhaps middle-aged? She has a taste for whole grains and unprocessed foods. So, I gather from your letter that you are living in a different era than I am. Somehow. Though I am not sure how this is possible. As I perceive it, it is currently May 1922. Though Einstein did touch on the possibility of time travel. I have found issues with his theories in the past. Perhaps you are one of my flashing visions. No matter, so long as you are helpful. By the by, what is this internet you speak of? Some sort of mechanical Sherlock Holmes? How is it powered?
What's up, guys? We are streaming once again with a new Tesla Love Update! So, yo, I think I told you all how he gave me, like, nothing to work with, right? No name, small, white, middle-aged, doesn't speak any of the languages Tesla knows, lives near Bryant Park, likes whole grains and seeds. So, yeah, first I spend, like, all this time in NYC Public Records. There's some crazy stuff in there, man. Like, check out this picture of my building from forever ago. Dude, they're still using those brick phones. Anyway, yeah, I didn't get far on what he gave me. Do you know how many middle-aged white women lived near Bryant Park in 1922? A lot. Yeah, man, totally. That is exactly what I did next. Looked up some stuff on Tesla. Okay, fam, this dude is kind of wild. Listen, he basically made up a brand new electrical power system, like, in his head. Who does that? And he thought up wireless communication before, like, anyone? That's godlike. Hey, thanks, man. Yeah, you know, the more you know, right? This man's blowing my mind. No leads on his lady yet. I gotta write him back with an update now, but I'm gonna keep researching tonight. Peace. Hey, Mr. T. Yeah, you're right. I'm from the future. I won't really go into it too much. But yeah, and the internet is a little complicated to explain, but I read about your wireless tower idea, and it's actually a lot like that, where we can all communicate instantly, but we also, like, have the same giant library as everybody else whenever we want. It's kind of dope. You definitely dig it. So your girlfriend, no news yet, but I'm still trying. Any other clues for me? Your friend, Zayden.
Dear Mr. Zayden, thank you for writing me so promptly. I did not share this with you earlier in fear that you might dismiss me out of hand. But my love is not human. She is a pigeon. I know many would stop reading here, but I urge you to continue. My whole life, I have had a brain where I could clearly picture things. Everything I have invented began there, and I tinkered with it there. But, and I never shared this with anyone before now, whenever a new concept comes to life in my mind, I always see and feel the flapping of birds' wings ever since I was a child. I thought it was just a strange quirk of my brain, until one day I saw those wings in the real world. She is my muse come to life. From that moment, I never wanted to be without her. Will you continue to help me find her? Pleadingly, Nikola Tesla.
Yo. Hey, what's up, guys? I know I've been MIA for a bit, and based on the comments on my last video, y'all are all hyped for a love update. Yeah, so, things got a little weird, yo. Like, turns out Tesla's girl is A pigeon.
Yeah, I know, right?
Wait, Screamy, you knew? How? You Googled it? Oh, come on. Anyway, I know it's whack and everything, but I still kind of want to help the guy.
Wait, really? You guys think so too? Man, you are softies. Okay, I see you. You're birds of a feather. Yeah, right on.
Okay, listen. I looked into it, and did you know that pigeons are like crazy smart? They can like find shipwrecked people and count, and they got magnetic tissue in their heads so they can travel anywhere and like carry messages, like in those old Harry Potter books, man, like the owls. Man, it's crazy. No, man, I can't write my whole report on pigeons.
Did I find her? The pigeon that's been dead for like forever?
No.
Well, not yet. Gotta go. Peace.
Hey, Mr. T. So, I'll be real with you. I wasn't expecting her lady to be a bird lady. But yeah, I mean, she sounds super special, and I want you guys to be happy and everything. Also, it really helped me find out more about her. I read that one of your assistants was working on gathering your papers and stuff when he saw a pigeon at the window. White feathers with gray tips and glowing eyes. Sound familiar? This was about 20 years after you last saw her. Not sure if that helps. Your friend, Zayden.
Dearest Zayden, I do indeed believe that must be my love. I did not share this with you earlier, again, out of my fear you might dismiss me out of hand, but I did see her one last time. A week or two after the feeding in Bryant Park, she appeared at my window, and her eyes were glowing with a light more powerful than any of the electrical lamps I developed in my labs. Terribly powerful. I felt somehow she was telling me something urgent of her death, I thought, but I couldn't be sure. After that, I could not find her anywhere. But how could she still be alive so long after?
Yes, Mom, I got it. How the heck can I fit this all into 1,000 words? What the heck is that? Hey, turn that light off, man. You're gonna blow. No way. No way. You stay there. Let me get my phone. No, don't go away. Come back.
Nathan, what are you doing
on there? Nothing, Mom. I'm gaming. Fam, you will not believe what just happened. No, Mr. Nuts 4331, I did not fail history. In fact, I'm going to turn in my paper a day early. Look out for it, Mr. P. Yes, Screamy, it's a pigeon update. Yeah, I know y'all love that, but listen, yo, this was straight up insane. I was finishing up this paper when I heard a tap, tap, tap at the window, right? Yo, his bird was there. No, I was not high. I told y'all I'm not into that stuff. No judgment, though. Yo, I did get a photo, but it's all blown out. This is gonna sound nuts, but that pigeon's eyes were like high beams times 1,000. Nah, man, she flew away. I gotta figure out how to... Wait, what day is it? Oh, man, my sight trial ends today. I gotta go, fam. I gotta ride Tesla. Hey, T, so I'm sending you a photo. I know it just looks like a white blob, but your friend, pigeon, love, whatever, she came to me. I saw her. I know it was her. And she was glowing, and she was beautiful, man. She flew away before I could ask her anything, though, or tell her anything. I'm sorry, man. Zayden.
Dear Mr. Zayden, I can feel your disappointment, but I, for one, am overcome with hope. I feel certain she would not visit you without a reason. I am thankful for your help and feel compelled to repay you in some way. Are you still in need of 1,000 words?
I'm bummed, dude. Like, what if she had a message for you and I scared her away? But don't worry about the report. I actually wrote it already. I gotta say, you were kind of amazing. How did you think of all that stuff in your head? You know, I never really got the point of, like, research and stuff, but it's been pretty cool getting to know you. I'm gonna miss you.
Miss me? Can we not continue our correspondence? I have also enjoyed it greatly.
I mean it. It's tough to explain, but basically it costs a lot of money.
Ah, I see. I regret that my debts are also numerous.
But they shouldn't be. Dude, Westinghouse totally took advantage of you. That was total BS.
If there's any way, I have already asked a great deal of you. But if I were to connect with my love one last time, perhaps my mind would finally be at rest.
But what if, I mean, what if I don't want your mind to be at rest? It's too brilliant to be at rest.
Mr. Zayden, I appreciate your sentiment, but how I...
Listen, maybe she was a sign for me this time, just as much as for you. Before I knew you, I thought science was just some boring textbook I'd page through and forget right after the test. But now I'm feeling inspired, man. I know I'm not a genius like you, not even close. But if we could keep talking, would you want to?
There's no better mind than a curious one. I would be honored, Mr. Zayden.
In that case, I think I have a plan to get you the bird and a newly permanent pen pal. What's up? We are live. Thank you for joining my stream, as always. Okay, so I know y'all been following my gaming for a couple of years, but I guess I found a new calling since this whole Tesla pigeon thing. Yeah, I want to keep giving y'all those nuggets of weird history and, like, solving mysteries and stuff, but I need your help. Like, enough to keep my AI subscription, you know? So, who's in? Oh, yeah! Hey, Mr. T, we're in business. So, what's the recipe for that special bird seed she likes?
Oh, I am delighted to share it. It is one of my proudest accomplishments. One part, sunflower seeds, lightly toasted, not too brown, you know. If they are cooked too long, they turn very bitter. Two parts, cracked wheat. Two parts, sesame seeds. The black variety, one part wild rice, and one part amaranth.
Amaranth? What the heck is amaranth?
If you're ever near Bryant Park in Manhattan, take a stroll to the intersection of West 40th and 6th Avenue, now known as Nikola Tesla Corner. During the last years of his life, the brilliant scientist could often be found there, feeding his treasured pigeons. Perhaps, if you're very lucky, you'll catch a glimpse of a pigeon with beautiful white plumage and get a little frisson of what Tesla felt for his beloved. And that was Electric Feel. The cast featured in this episode include Ricardo Delgado as Zayden and James Reeser as Nikola Tesla and the teacher. Electric Feel was written by Gabriela Miarez and co-directed by Ali Silva and Casey LaForest. Music and sound design for this episode was created by Nico Slater. Fireside Mystery Theater is produced by Gustavo Rodriguez and me, Ali Silva, for Fireside Mystery Productions. The intro music for this episode was composed by Nico Slater. Liz Leiser is our operations guru. Casey LaForest is our social media maven. Faith Johnson is our production coordinator. And Jason Graves composed our FMT theme music. I manage our audio production, post-production, and sound design. Hey, would you like to listen to our episodes without the ads and help support us at the same time? Become an FMT Patreon patron for $5 or more per month, and you got it. We have all kinds of rewards at different levels, plus a peek into the mind and collections of our very own head writer, Sylvan Sandovar, with his weekly missive exclusive for our patrons. Go to patreon.com/firesidemysterytheater or follow the links from our website to check it out. And to our current fabulous patrons, we could write a million love letters to you, and it wouldn't be enough to express our immense adoration and gratitude. Thanks for keeping us going. If you like what we do, rate us and review us. I guess even if you don't like what we do, you can let us know. I mean, sure, we are super hungry for positive feedback, but we are open to the constructive criticism too. Always learning and growing, baby. Whether your consciousness inhabits a body or the vast code of the internet, be sure to cling to hope and mind the shadows.